Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast, my friend. It's Kendra. What's up? I hope you're doing the best today. I am feeling good and very excited to talk about today's topic. Four reasons why you're not getting engagement. And actually, I added in a little bonus tip at the end there, which is going to be really juicy if you're using Instagram. So definitely listen through till the end. So it's actually five tips because you know I like to give away the juice. So let's dive into it. So there's nothing worse than posting on social media, especially when you spent a ton of time creating content. Content is usually a pretty heavy pain point for new coaches, right? You're like, what do I post? What should I write? Right? And it will take you a lot longer in the beginning. Over time, you can get quite quick with content once you learn kind of the tips and the tricks and you get better at actually getting creative. But in the beginning, it will take you a lot of time. So there's nothing worse than posting something on social media that you think is really good, only to see that you barely get any engagement or interaction from that post, okay? So let's talk about the reasons why you're not getting that engagement. So the first one that I absolutely just have to bring up, I'm sorry, I've got to bring it up. I have to bring it up. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't have a niche. You know, when it comes to marketing, which creating content is marketing, FYI, if you didn't know that, it's really just a game of mind reading, of getting inside your ideal client's brain. We want to know their desires, their pain, their problem. We want to know what they are struggling with on a day-to-day basis. And we always want to be asking, what does my ideal client need to hear today, right? What are they actually struggling with? So typically, if you don't have a niche, you're posting really random, pretty generic content that, you know, doesn't really speak to one cohesive group of people. It's kind of just spread across all the topics. So someone might be really into one of your posts and they're like, oh, cool, I'm into this. But then the next day you post something that is totally unrelated, maybe speaking to an entirely different health problem or symptom. And they're like, oh, weird. It doesn't connect, right? So the importance of knowing who you're talking to is huge, right? Once you understand who you're talking to, you can create content around that actual problem that the people have. Because really what we want to do is we want to curate the content for that specific person. Let's say you are helping a woman who has acne in her 30s. You can get inside her head. You're like, okay, on a day-to-day basis, she's struggling to find makeup that actually covers her acne. She hates wearing makeup because it's chunky and it doesn't look good. Her face feels inflamed. She really feels stressed out when she looks in the mirror. She has social anxiety because of it. She feels like nothing's going to work. She wonders if she'll have to struggle with this forever. She doesn't understand why she has this in her 30s when she didn't have it in high school, right? You can really dive into that and make content on each and every one of those pain points and help people actually work through it. You know, you could talk about three ways to heal your relationship with your mirror. As someone who had acne, I had a really toxic relationship with mirrors and I hated seeing them. And every time there was a mirror, I would avoid it and I would kind of move around it and I would literally be hyper aware of it and fearful of it because I hated the way my skin looked. So you could actually create a ton of content around that one pain point that is very unique to women who have acne or people who have acne in general, right? And if I am a woman who's struggling with acne and I come to your page and I see you talking about that, I'm going to think, oh my God, this coach understands me. They get it. They totally understand what I'm struggling with, and I am going to follow and I am going to pay attention, right? So knowing who you're talking to is incredibly important. It's always the place you want to start. You'll notice that it seems to weave its way into every episode. It always seems to come up, but it's just because it's so important, because the niche is a very foundational piece. It is the cement foundation of your house. So if you don't have the niche, everything else is going to be shaky and weird, because you really need a solid niche, because that's what you are actually making all your business decisions from. Okay. So that's number one. You got to know who you're talking to. Number two is you're not being generous enough. Okay. So I don't actually want you to hold back with content. I know people get really tripped out. You know, what do I give away for free? What do I give away in my paid program? But the truth is, anyone can really find anything you are talking about on the internet, right? Google is huge. Search engines are huge. Like, everything is on the internet these days. And so people, what they actually pay for, because truly, if they had the time, they could find everything you teach inside your program. And what people pay for isn't necessarily the information that you share. It's part of it. But what they want is that step-by-step framework. Do this, then do this, then do this, instead of having to sort through it on them by themselves and not really understand if what they're doing is right or wrong, right? The other thing they pay for is support and accountability, which is something that you are not going to offer over social media. You can't offer that, especially if you are doing one-on-one, right? They are paying for that higher touch, that intimacy, being able to ask you questions, someone who's going to hold them accountable. And if you're selling group programs or courses, yeah, they're going to pay you for the information. But what they want, again, is the roadmap or the blueprint, the thing that takes them from A to B. And it's also the resources and the templates. So for example, I could tell you for an hour how to write a sales page, and that's great. But what would be more helpful is a template, right? A sales page template where you just have to customize it to your own. Like, that is significantly more valuable. And that's not something that you give away for free. You know, you could give it away as a freebie, but that's not something you're going to share in your content. So think about sharing the what to do versus the how to do. Like, this is what you do, but what people will pay for is actually how to do it, which is what you teach them inside your program. Okay. So be generous. Like, you want people to come to your page or your Instagram account or whatever, and be like, oh my God, this is valuable. I would pay this person for this free information. So I can only imagine what is in the paid content, right? So do not hold back. I remember someone sending me an Instagram DM once and saying, the free content that you share is more valuable than what I learned in my $12,000 mastermind. That's a huge compliment. And that person actually did become a one-on-one client at one point and paid me $7,000. So there you go. It's okay. Like, I was giving away, he was getting more value out of my free content than his mastermind. And he probably could have just stayed in my free content and learned a ton. But obviously, he wanted to go further and we ended up working together. We'll just take a quick break from this episode to tell you about my free Find Your Money-Making Niche workbook. So if you're struggling to determine your ideal client, and most people do, I want to help you. Did you know that your ability to choose a niche is one of the biggest things that is going to determine your success as an online coach? This is 100% true, I promise. Once you know who you're talking to, everything's going to get a lot more easier. You will be clear on what type of content to create and what freebie to create. Plus, your ideal clients will know that you can help them, and they will be excited to sign up for your paid offer. So my workbook will give you my step-by-step formula for determining your money-making niche so that you can start attracting new clients online instead of repelling them. Who doesn't want that? You can grab my free workbook at go.kendraperry.net/niche-workbook. That's go.kendraperry.net/niche-workbook. And I will link to that in the show notes. Number three is you sound like WebMD. You guys know that page, WebMD. It seems to kind of always be at the top of all the searches. So boring, monotone. Fuck being professional, right? Fuck it. Content, again, coming back to the fact that everything is online, it's all online, right? And if you try to find cutting-edge info that no one else has shared so that you can share it, you're going to be looking for a very long time and you need to stop, right? Because the truth is, everything has already been posted online. And sure, you want to share interesting information. You want it to be good information. But what people really are interested in is content that is shared with a unique flair and personality. And we all have that. I don't care how boring you think you are different, you are unique, and you have your own thing that people will gravitate towards. So I want you to be yourself, because when you're yourself, you are relatable. Things people often say to me is like, I love your no BS approach. I love your blunt approach. I love your humor. I love your sarcasm. Like, I get that all the time because that is the unique flair that I bring to the table. And it, you know, it's actually part of my personality as well. So you just want to bring energy to your content. You want to make it interesting. You want to write in a conversational tone and showcase your personality, whether that's liking to swear a lot like me, or being sarcastic, or showcasing your dry sense of humor, or whatever that is. So it's really important that you're not boring and you actually be interesting with your content. Number four, and this is a big one, a really, really big one for health and wellness coaches. So listen up, you're confusing the hell out of them. Like, they're so confused because you are trying to be all smart with your academic language and they don't get it. A really easy way to tell if you're doing this is if you have a lot of health coaches following you. If you have a lot of practitioners and other coaches following you, it shows that you are speaking their language and not your ideal client's language. Sounding really smart and academic and techy doesn't really impress people, especially when it's way over their heads. It can be overwhelming, it's confusing. You really have to take off your expert hat and put on their hat. Put on your ideal client's hat, the person who has no education, who probably doesn't have a desire to seek this type of education. So you really got to explain it to them in an easy to understand way. So I would dumb it down, right? Bring it down to a fifth grade reading level maximum. You can go lower. A really cool tool is called Hemingway app. I will link to that in the show notes. Hemingway app. And what that does is you can type in any written content that you have and it will grade it at whatever reading level it's at. And that might be really insightful for you because you might realize that your content is way too complex, right? You want to make it understandable for like a 10-year-old. So I really, really encourage you, and this will be a challenge for you, is to dumb it down, make it more understandable, bring it down to lay person terms. Okay. My final bonus tip for you as to why you are not getting engagement is that you are not leveraging what works right now on the social media platform that is working. Okay, so you guys know I love Instagram. That is the platform that I know a lot about, so that's what I'm going to talk about here. But you really want to stay up to date with what's trending on social media because it changes a lot, right? Social media platforms are always there for the user, and they change things accordingly, okay? And so when it comes to Instagram, a year ago, I would have told you to post a photo of yourself with a long form caption. And that would have done well. There was a while when selfies and photos of people, of just yourself, whether it was kind of raw or even professionally shot, did really well. Those used to be my best performing types of content. If you scroll through my Instagram feed, at Kendra Perry Inc., if you want to check it out. If you scroll back, not even that long ago, I was posting tons of professionally shot photos of myself. Those don't do well anymore. They actually tank now. And you may have noticed that if you've been on Instagram for longer than a year. So long form captions and photos of yourself don't work for most people. Now, everyone's different. And in the end, it's always, you always got to test it for your audience, but those are not working anymore. So what is working on Instagram right now? Well, number one is shareable content, right? So, excuse me, when a person shares your content, that is the highest form of engagement. That is the A++ form of engagement because when people share things, they are sharing it with their audiences. So it's a great way for you to get in front of new people for free, right? But nobody is going to share a photo of your face, even if the caption is amazing. No one's going to do it. So when I say shareable content, I mean posting a quote or a phrase or a sentence, something that is really going to trigger your ideal client. And this isn't a negative thing. I don't mean like triggering them negatively, but it kind of like lights a fire under their ass, because either they're like, yeah, I really relate to that, or that's awesome, or like, whoa, I never thought about that. Like, you want it to get that kind of wow factor. So again, quotes, sentences, phrases, things that, again, that are niche specific, that people would actually share to their stories, right? Like, that is going to, that works right now. The other thing are carousel posts. You might have noticed that carousel posts are when you are able to swipe left through the photos in a feed post. Those are doing really well right now, because when people swipe left, it actually keeps them looking at the post, and they are usually more visual, right? Less text, more images, kind of keeping it short and sweet. Those work really well right now, and they're a really good way to share educational content. And finally, I had to say it, reels. Reels are still hot. They are the hottest form of content on Instagram right now. They still are. If you don't know what a reel is, it is Instagram's version of TikTok. I did an episode on how to blow up your business with reels. We will link to that in the show notes, so definitely check out that episode. But reels are basically between a few seconds and 60 second. Not everyone has 60 seconds. Most people just have up to 30 right now. But some people have up to 60, and it's just short form video. And it has sort of that disappearing text. And the great thing about reels is it is your best chance for getting in front of hundreds, thousands, even millions of people. You can totally go viral still with a reel. And it's really your best bang for your buck. But again, it needs to be niche specific, so that it actually attracts the right people. So that's the type of content you should be doing on Instagram right now. So if you're not leveraging that, that might be a big reason why you're not getting engagement on Instagram. But if you are on a different platform, again, figure out what actually works on that platform right now in 2021, not 6 months ago. Okay, really, really important. Okay, so let's just do a quick recap of those steps. So the top reasons you are not getting engagement on social media is, number one, you haven't determined your niche. You don't know who you are talking to, okay? I do have a niche workshop, Niche Like a Boss. It's awesome. If you are struggling with your niche, or if you are not feeling confident about your niche, I highly recommend this inexpensive workshop, and I will bring you through exactly how to create a niche that feels aligned and also is profitable. That's important. Number two, you're not being generous enough with your content. You're holding back. Number three, you are boring AF and you sound like WebMD. Number four, you're being way too academic and you're confusing the hell out of them. And my bonus, number five, you are not leveraging what's working right now on social media. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to connect with me more, there's a few different ways you can do that. The best place to connect with me is on Instagram at Kendra Perry Inc. Feel free to shoot me a DM, say hi, let me know what you loved or hated about this episode. I do respond to all my DMs, and I really love connecting with you in that way. You can join my email community. I send out a highly valuable and super entertaining business tip to grow your health and wellness business every single Tuesday morning. You can just go to kendraperry.net/biz-tips, and I will also link to that in the show notes. You can connect with me on my YouTube channel. Lots of great tutorials. I believe I have over 100 different videos posted there. If you just go to YouTube, you can search Kendra Perry and you will find my channel. And of course, I post episodes to this podcast, The Wealthy Coach, every single Monday. So if you love podcasts, I will see you again next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. And I'm wondering, do you want to help me with my mission to end health coach poverty? Because if you do, I need all the help I can get. And all I need is 2 minutes of your time. If you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help so much. These reviews help get my podcast in front of more people, which means that I can reach more health coaches and complete my mission. Thank you so much for your help, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode.